Well, you're about to witness yet again a live moment here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. I have again received some coffee, this time from the Bristol area, Extract Coffee Roasters. You might be familiar with them. Well, we had a little relationship going a while ago, and then things got in the way, and now finally I've received some coffee, and I'm about to snip open a bag of Ethiopian coffee. The Rocco Mountain, they've got it here as an espresso profile, and it's a very exciting coffee. I will say that I'm familiar with that very coffee in a blend roasted by another roaster that I've reviewed not too long ago, a new roastery in London that I visited, Campbell and Syme, and it's the base of their espresso blend called Purple Haze, and it's just an amazing coffee. I've never had it. That Purple Haze is amazing in itself, but I've never had the Rocco Mountain by itself, so I'm really, really excited, first of all, to snip open this bag, see what the roast's like, and then to obviously put it through the R58 dual boiler rocket espresso machine, and we've got a bit of a rocky rocket mountain thing theme going today here, I think. And here they are. Oh my god, they look great. Oh, the smell immediately coming off those beans, very sweet, very floral. Just beautiful. I mean, it is a dried coffee, and you can really kind of feel that immediately. A few Quakers there to be seen. I'm always really looking at it extremely carefully, because what I don't want is I don't want any Quakers, which are a few underdeveloped beans that make it through the rigorous tests of merchants, green bean merchants, but still do make it in to a green bean bag, and then very difficult to pick those out before roasting. But I like to pick them out just because when I actually evaluate a coffee and then extract it, brew it, taste it, I don't want to have any possible things tainting the quality and the overall image and picture of that coffee. So I'm just picking out just a few little from... It does happen. It's not a bad sign, of course, but you don't want too many in there either. So I'm looking at them, and it's just brilliant. So I haven't met any of the people of Extract Coffee personally yet. Sadly, me being in London, they being in Bristol. But you know, that's. One day I think I will probably meet them. I hope I will. I was almost meeting Lee in Nice at the World Championships in 2013, it was. But then, you know, we were both really busy and it didn't happen. But so what I also would like to do, first I'm going to just pull those through the espresso machine, do a few tests with it, report back. But then I would really love to chat to Richard, who's the head roaster there. And, well, he's got a good understanding of coffee, and on his CV in 2011, he was UK Cup Tasting Champion. So he's a guy who can use his senses very, very well, knows coffee well. Be interesting to have a chat with him, and then Ashley as well, who these two guys are at the roastery, so it'd be nice to catch up with them and chat with them and maybe report back a bit more from their point of view, why they chose that coffee and what they think of it. But now it's all about engaging my senses, putting some beans through the grinder, and then R58 rocket espresso machine is already purring in the background, waiting to get that coffee pulled through her. So bear with me, I'm going to do a few tests and then just report back. But before grinding, I will also say that they've got a great website. So I'm on their website now and just seeing that they've actually decided to keep that roast really on the lighter side, which is great. Is really something that my palate enjoys anyway. And they've kept it kind of deliberately lighter, so to bring out, you know, the vibrancy in a coffee, and that's great. I mean, we'll just see what the fragrancy and what the floral notes are that come through here. Don't want to read much more because I'd like my senses and my palate to guide me, and not too much, have influence by what other people think. So, and you should all do that. It might be good to listen to what other people think and just compare notes and palettes But it's all down to your own taste, really, at the end of the day. And if you keep parameters the way they kind of should be and then tweak them also by engaging your senses, then I'm sure you will get the best out of any coffee that you've got between your fingers. And I can't stop playing with these beans. They're just enticing. No, I haven't transferred into a concert hall, but there is some violin playing in the background. We're still here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ trying the Rocco, Ethiopian natural process coffee, and already grinding it. That smell that comes off the grinds, this sweetness, this real kind of, in a way, funky strawberry kind of thing happening is so enticing already. Anyway, I've done 3 different shots. Temperature at 93, because I've got a PID here on my Rocket R58 dual boiler espresso machine. Dosing, went through a few dosing, but stopped at 21. I think 21 was the best dose for this. Temperature 93, 26 seconds extraction, yielding just 31 fluid, grams of fluid. And what's coming off here on that espresso? On the nose, still a beautiful sweetness. A floralness, yes. A fruitiness, for sure. A delicacy, yes. But also, so I wouldn't say it's kind of in your face because it's subtle as well as really hitting you immediately. There's this beautiful balance. On the palate, taking a sip, it's got a beautiful mouthfeel. Now, my other 2 extractions, one was a bit too thin and one was just sticky, so getting a bit too heavy on the mouth. This one, balance in between, beautiful. The notes are coming through beautifully. I will say also, this is 4 days off the roast. It's freshly roasted on Monday the 13th of October. Today we are Friday the 17th. Those beans arrived yesterday and I couldn't wait to start on them. So they might just also calm down a little more. So making the extractions maybe less volatile because more degassing will happen. But this is a beautiful coffee. Now, I haven't put milk to it yet. I will do that at a later stage. I will say that at the moment, maybe I haven't got it 100% right, my extraction. At that tail end, it gives me a bit of tightening of my mouth, just a little bit, which I know it probably won't if it calms down a little more, if I get my extraction a bit more spot on. I've just got to see what I've got to do. I've got to find the right balance, because one thing's for sure, I know these beans have been roasted perfectly. They look amazing. They smell amazing. So maybe I just need to tweak things a little more. The beans need to calm down a little bit. Maybe 1 or 2 days more of rest and get back to them. Makes a huge difference. I mean, I notice that all the time when I do my sample roasting as well. Monitoring your beans is just another fascinating part of the coffee world and what these little beans have in them inherently. Now, the other thing that's interesting, and I would encourage you to go on the website extractcoffee.co.uk. They've got a lot of different coffees. I've actually got another one as well from them, which is a Kenyan, and there I've got 2 different profiles, one more directed towards filter and the other one more directed towards espresso. Again, also roasted on the 13th, so probably only tomorrow or day after I'll get to those. Again, it would be a fascinating kind of side-by-side to see what the different profiles on the same bean does. But if you go on the website, you can just study all they do. They take their stuff really seriously, and they've got great coffees there. The other thing I was going to say, that Rocco is a few little small holders and at 2,000 meters above sea level. So that is high. That means that the bean has really got a lot of chance to develop slowly and fully. And I'm sure these beans, just in their green state, are well looked after, well harvested, and a dry process, as I said, a natural process. So, yeah, a lot going for this. And I look forward to monitoring these particular beans just over the next few couple of days. For now, thanks, and I will call and hopefully chat to either Richard or Ashley and just find out a little bit more about extract coffee and those particular beans.